السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الله تعالى
God, who is Lord of all the worlds, His attribute, Rabb attribute, is general and with which all the particles in the whole universe, each and every particle is benefiting. Hazrat Promised Messiah says, how comprehensive is this word Rabbul Alameen, that if it is proved that there are people living in various planets, then they will all come under this statement. And by making this statement, Allah has given us the knowledge that He is Rabbul Alameen, that wherever there are settlements and wherever some creatures exist, whether they are human being or just souls, Allah has created them. Whether it is material existence or spiritual existence, Allah has created it. Who nurtures them at all time and is making arrangements for their needs, and His Rabb attribute and Rahman attribute and Rahim attribute and His reward and punishment is always in action. So there is a general beneficence of God which is being shared by everything. But one of His Rabb attribute is with those who are the chosen one of God, and the foremost and the topmost among them are the prophets of God. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon them. And among the prophets, the highest and supreme and the most beloved of God is Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today I will mention some incidents in the life of these chosen ones who benefited the special treatment from God, who more than all else had deserved all the rewards from God and they benefited from the Rab attribute of God, and he is the one who is foremost among them, is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will mention some incidents which show that how Allah was fulfilling his wishes and his needs. Not only his needs directly, but because of him, even his companions were also benefiting from those rewards which Allah gave the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam under his Rab attribute. As we all know that the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right from his birth, rather even before his birth, he is a shining sign of God's Rab attribute. Every moment of the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing the glory of the magnificence of Rab, his Rab attribute of his Lord. You can never cover it, and neither will it come to an end. There are also manifestations of the spiritual miracles which show the Rab attribute of God, and there are other physical miracles which show that how Allah was manifesting his attribute with his beloved Prophet. First of all, in the words of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, I want to mention the great manifestation of Rab attribute. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, in the attribute of Rabbul Alameen, how the great example was shown by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He was brought up in the weakest situation. He attended no school or no educational establishment where he could have nurtured and progressed his spiritual abilities. He never met any scholars, nor could he have had any education, nor he had the opportunity to learn philosophical or other fields of knowledge. Then you can see, despite not having such opportunities, the Holy Quran is such a book which has been given to him, against whose knowledge and perfect knowledge nothing exists. A man who will read the Holy Quran with a little knowledge and little intelligence, he will know that all the philosophies of the world and knowledge are irrelevant compared to the Holy Quran, and they have left far behind all the philosophers, etc., in knowledge. So you can see the way the Holy Quran 1400 years ago was a living book and was an admonition and guidance for those people according to their circumstances, and was fulfilling their needs and their questions. Today, in this time when the new subjects and new inventions are coming to the fore, the Holy Quran is giving us a news about it, and all these miracles and signs, as Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, was not because he learnt any worldly knowledge or someone who has learnt worldly knowledge or philosophy, but it is the work of that Rabbul Alameen who had taken him in his the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his lap for nurturing him, and by his day-to-day life and his feelings and his individuality could be seen even at that time. All this nurturing and training was not from an academy or from a school or from a person, and it is not inducted to any of them, but it was granted him this training and directly by that Rabbul Alameen. It was that the work of that Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. Despite him not learning all these knowledge, even in the Holy Quran it bears testimony that he did not, could not even read. The first revelation he received, the Holy Prophet ﷺ say, Ma ana biqarin, that I don't know how to read. Then the angel had embraced him three times, and each time he replied the same. And then Allah revealed to him, Iqra bismika allazi khalaq, that you should read in the name of your Lord who has created everything. So you can see that Lord who had created everything in the earth and the heaven, he gave him, has sent to us through him those treasures of knowledge which you find no parallel of. And those who raise objections, even today's people do make objections, they say, what is new which the Holy Quran has given? Through this first revelation, Allah has made a declaration through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that every religion has a concept of Rabb, God, but every religion has created a misconception about it. And after creating a wrong concept about Rabb attribute, they have created smaller lords and Rabb. So Allah says, you should recognize my Rabb attribute through this servant of mine, which he begins every chapter in the name of our God, and he has been nurtured specially under my training, and I am the source of all his knowledge and expertise. But those who are unjust and because of their ignorance and hatred, they see nothing other than nothing in him than what new Holy Quran has given. But the Holy Quran has declared that such people, because of their enmity and hatred, they, rather than giving them benefit, that is the verses and the chapters of the Holy Quran, because they cannot understand this teaching, and that will make them to suffer further loss, and this is their destiny. But after expressing this great manifestation of Rabb attribute, the day-to-day life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see great manifestations of Allah's Rabb attribute. I will mention them. As I said, you can never cover that. But in any case, I will put before you a few incidents. Once, as he was traveling, he camped in one place. And because of the tiredness, for no one woke up in the morning. And when they woke up, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, let's travel again, we can't stop here. Then after traveling a little, they did ablution and offered their morning prayer. Then a companion complained about his thirst. He wanted some drink. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ sent two of his companions to search for water. And we see in this incident that what arrangement Allah made for him, which were a means of increasing the faith of their own people, and also amazed the non-Muslims. There is a longish hadith. I will leave the first part and take up the appropriate section. It says that people complained of thirst. As I have just mentioned, the Holy Prophet ﷺ came down and called a person, and also called Hazrat Ali, and said, you should both go and search for water and bring some water. So they went out And they saw a lady who was riding a camel with some water skins, and they asked her, "Where is the water?" She said, "I had seen some water, but they are behind us." So both of them said, "Let's go and find out where it is." Took the lady to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, "Is that the man who is called Sabi?" They said, "Yes, it is the same person." What you think? So they took the lady to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mentioned the whole incident. Hazrat Imran says that they took her down from the camel, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called for a utensil and put a little water from these water skins, and then closed the mouth of these water skins as they were closed earlier, and left the bottom ones open, and made a declaration to the people and make an announcement that you can take some water whosoever wants. They said whosoever wanted, whatever amount it wanted, he drank that water and also gave it to others. Then it is mentioned that the water was being used so much that the lady stood up and was wondering whether she will have any water left. But they say that by God that people went back from them as though that those water skins were still full, more than when they started from. So when the lady was coming with those water skins, even after using all this amount of water, rather than emptying those water skins, they were full with water more than before. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should bring some ration for her, and they collected much dates and flour and grains, and they put it in a cloth and put it on top of her camel. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the lady, "Do you know we have not reduced anything from your water? It is Allah who has drank this water." She went to her people in her home and said, they asked her, "Who stopped you?" She said, "I have seen a wonderful thing. Two people met me and they took me to the person who is called Sabi. And by God, he did this and that." She narrated the whole incident. "And he is a more magician than anyone else." By pointing to the water, she said, they made that statement. So you can see that in this desert where there was no sign of water to great distances, then by Allah had arranged for these people, make arrangement for water for them, and this is the Islam's God, Rabb God, who fulfills all their needs and had quenched their thirst. Apparently he had made a source of that lady, but he put so much blessing in that water that from her water skins, let alone reducing the amount of water, there was more water, and even the lady was most amazed. The Holy Prophet ﷺ told the lady that don't think you have provided us the water. Neither you should think that we have taken water away by force or unjustly. This was and a physical means which a believer should use, but otherwise the one who nurtures us, the one who fulfills our needs is our Rabb God, who had let us have a drink of water and did not let any water be reduced from your water skins. And when she was so amazed, she told her members of her family that he is a great magician. A little she knew that this is not magic. This was a favor of the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fulfill their needs. He had demonstrated his Rabb attribute, as Allah says that my servants, if they take on the color of my attributes, and more than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who can be more with this color of divine attributes? Despite the water not being reduced, rather being increased in amount, in quantity, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam provided a ration to her and put it on her camel because of her this service that she came to them. This was also her favor, that which was done only because of the Rabb attribute of God. So this lady, after letting those Muslims and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drink the water, she also shared in the favor of God that there was no the quantity of water was not reduced, and also took the benefit from the favor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is another incident of Hazrat Ali, and this has been mentioned with different attributes of God, but this is also a manifestation of the Rabb attribute of God, because as I have mentioned before, that the Rabb also means to fulfill the need of a poor man. The detail of this is, of the incident is, that by God, where is nothing, no one else is worthy of worship, that I used to put some stone on me so that I could be supported. I asked Hazrat Abu Bakr, this was Abu Huraira's incident, he asked the meaning of a verse which says that they feed the poor, and but he passed away after telling the meaning of the verse, and so did Hazrat Umar as he came along, and he went passed after giving the translation. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed, Abu Huraira asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the translation. He looked at my condition and smiled, and he understood what I expected. So he said with the great compassion that, Abu Huraira, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, come with me. I followed him. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached his home, and as he was entering, I also took permission and went in. When he went in the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw a cup, a container of milk. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who has brought this milk? And his wife said that such a lady has given as a gift. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Huraira, I said, O the Messenger of Allah, I am here. He said, bring all those who live in Sufa, that is Ashabu Sufa, that they are now my guests. They had no homes, neither any employment or business. Whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ received anything in alms, he used to send it to them and did not eat himself. And whenever the gift received, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to send it to the Ashabu Sufa and also ate himself. So the when the Holy Prophet asked me to bring them, invite all of them, I did not like it. They said there is only one contain little cup of water. Who else? I am the only one who need it so that I can get some strength. But they all will drink it. So as it was the instruction of the Holy Prophet I invited all Ashabus Sufa who lived in the corner of the mosque. And when they all came, they sat down. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you should take turn and drink from this cup. Then I said, now Abu Huraira says that now I know it will never reach me, this milk. So I continued to rotate this cup to each person and they all drank to their fill. At the end, I gave the cup to the Holy the container to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he looked at me and with a smile he said, that oh Abu Huraira, I said, oh yes, the Messenger of Allah, tell me what you want. He said, we are only two remain. He said, you should sit down and drink to your fill. When I stopped, he said, have some more. And whenever I stopped drinking, he would say, have some more drink. And when I drank to the full, then I said, by God, the one who has sent you with the truth, I have no room. So I gave it to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the container, and then he said Bismillah and drank the milk. So this is the Rabb who is Rabbul Alameen, also that despite the as a physical means, he provided a container of milk and then he blessed it so much that it satiated many of those who were hungry. There is another report by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us not to fast without eating sehri. One Muslim said that, oh, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you fast sometimes without eating sehri. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who is among you like me? My Lord feeds me and gives me drinks. So when people did not stop, then once the Holy said did a fast without sehri, and when the people saw the moon, he said, if you did not see the moon, I would have continued to do fast without sehri, either to punish them or to tell them that they have no capacity like me. In other words, they were also doing fast with him without sehri. So he said, I am a prophet of God. And we see in the present time that his sincere servant, Allah had treated him the same. And Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam fasted continuously for 6 months. And promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that during my young age, once I saw a holy man in my dream, and when he said that fasting is sometimes good to do, it is the practice of the family of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to do it before receiving the light from God, or to receive the light from God. It is the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and practice of the prophets to fast. So he indicated that I should also follow this practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and his household. During this, Promised Messiah says, I had wonderful spiritual experiences and visionary experiences. I met many prophets, and while I was still awake, I saw the Holy Prophet ﷺ and Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima. And when I fasted for 6 months, a group of prophets met me And they said, why are you burning yourself? You should come out of it. So Promised Messiah says that when a man burdens himself for the sake of God, then like compassionate parents, Allah says that why are you burdening yourself? And this way, look after his servant is also the beneficence of the Rabb attribute of God. Anyway, Allah treats his prophets differently. And the most manifestation of this was in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to their stations and positions, they have been treated. Promised Messiah had only a few morsels as his meals. So Allah was showing this manifestation for his service to his master, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was beyond people's capacity, ordinary people's capacity. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stopped people to fast without eating sehri. There is another incident which is mentioned among the miracles, is also under the Rabb attribute of God. That once he fed 1,000 companions, and this was at the time of the digging of trench, because one companion said, "We have a little meat, a little goat, and also a little flour." He said, they slaughtered the goat and said, cook the meat and you should make the dough. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ called everyone. Jabir, he was his name. He said, I said as a whisper so that no one else should hear. I said, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, I have a little meat and the flour of grain, and I have told my wife to cook it. So this was the companion who came to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and invited him quietly and said, you can take one or two companions with you, and you are invited for this meal. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, he called out, the Holy Prophet ﷺ called out that all Ansar and Muhajirin should accompany me. We have been invited to a meal. Jabir has invited us. Let's go and have our meal. So 1,000 people who were very hungry, they accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that tell Jabir that go ahead and tell your wife, do not take the pot of the fire and nor start cooking the bread. So he said to his wife, what will we do? But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he did with the composure, he said a prayer on the pot which they were cooking the meat, and also prayed on the dough and asked his wife to start cooking the naan. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started distributing. The Jabir says that by God who holds my life, that everyone ate to their fill, and the meat was left exactly as it was, and the dough was still of the same quantity. So this is a wonderful treatment of God, that he did create the material means, but as the attribute of Rabb means, that to feed the poor and to fulfill their needs. So through that, with a little material help, the Rabb attribute continued to show his miracles of the Rabb attribute. Allah also has commanded his servants that you should color on, take on the color of my attributes, as I have just mentioned before, And the servant of God should also look after other people, and this way they will become beneficiary of the graces of God. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that it is necessary for God to nurture people and other life and believers and non-believers, that if a man who looks with love this attribute of God and likes it, and that he becomes a reflection of this attribute, that it is necessary he should also cultivate this quality within him, that I may take on the color of that attribute. So here Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that he is a nurturer of man and other life, and this is also the work of man. Murabbi here does not mean just to train him, but it also means as a teacher, but it means to become their nurturer and to bring them up. So this knowledge and understanding, that to take on the color of the attributes of God and take on the qualities of God, it was greatly manifested among the companions, and everyone to their knowledge used to act upon it. It is reported that Hazrat Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, used to help his relations. One among them was bin Asasa. When this ifk incident happened, he also started talking wrongly against Hazrat Aisha and spread the rumors. When after the knowledge from God, the Hazrat Aisha was cleared of this rumor, then Hazrat Abu Bakr said that I will never help him by God. And the Allah then revealed this verse in the Holy Quran, which means so this whole verse which Hazur has recited, it means, and among you, the best among you, and who has the well off, they must never take on oath to not to help their relations. They should forgive their people and overlook their faults. Don't you like that Allah should forgive you, and Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, after this started giving money to him, support to him, and said, I will never stop this support again. So this is the example of those who have a relationship with God and the understanding of the wisdom of the Holy Quran. He quickly broke that oath, because it was not sinful, because it was against the commands of Allah. It is necessary to break such an oath. So Allah said that under his Rabb attribute, how Allah is treating his servant which has mercy and forgiveness, and there are many other beneficence that you received from your Rabb Lord. To benefit most from them, you should follow those qualities and must not create malice in the within you against them, and you should help the needy, not because such and such person is of this character, or that some is not having a good link with the office bearer, therefore even if he is in need, we must not help him. To help him to fulfill his need, to satisfy his hunger, is a different thing, and the administrative matters on which you have to take action is a separate thing altogether. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear that after taking on the qualities of God or doing such an act which is under the attribute of God, a servant remains servant, he cannot be equal to his Lord. There is a hadith. I said some people think that because we are fulfilling somebody's need, therefore we have become their Reb. The servant remains the servant, and according to the command of Allah, he should help the poor. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took care so much that he said that none among you can call his slave Abdi. He should never call him like that. That my Abd, and nor should the slave call his master as Rabbi. And even after doing this good work, servant remains servant and Rab remains Rab. Whereas man's activity is limited, so a man should always take care of all these matters. As I had mentioned in my previous sermon, that even in this time, Allah had granted us a Messiah as the servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had given us the knowledge and understanding of the Rabb attribute of God, and has joined us with the previous people, and who had been called Nabiullah, Prophet of God by Allah and His Prophet. So Allah has not ended His Rabb attribute, but it is continuing and is in operation. And in the footstep of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to understand God, to recognize God, and to understand His attributes will continue till the Day of Judgment. Through promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah had given us knowledge and understanding of the attributes of God, of Rabb attribute of God, and we also see the manifestations of Rabb attribute of God, which He did with His loving, beloved promised Messiah. So Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in this time it was necessary for Him to be raised for us to recognize God. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that I have been sent so that I can strengthen your faith and prove the existence of God to the people. He says to recognize God is linked with recognizing a prophet. The prophet is a mirror reflecting the face of God. Through this man sees the countenance of God. When Allah wants to manifest Himself, He sends the prophet in the world who manifests His attributes. He sends His revelation and shows His Rabb attribute through him. Then promised Messiah says, Allah had started the Holy Quran with this verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and in various places in the Holy Quran He had told us clearly that it is not true that Allah's prophet were raised to special people or special country. Allah has not ignored any country, any nation. And with the various examples, He has said in the Holy Quran, as with all the people, Allah is nurturing people in every country. Similarly, He has also blessed everyone with spiritual nourishment. in every nation and every country. As it says in the Holy Quran, وَإِمِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَزِيرٍ. No such nation lives in which no prophet was raised. So this one must accept without any contention, that that true and perfect God who should be believed by every man, that his Rabb attribute is not limited to any particular people or any particular time or any particular country, but he is the Rabb of all the countries, of all the times and of all the places and of all the countries. And he is the source of all beneficence, and every power, physical or spiritual, comes from him. And everything is nurtured by him. He is the support of every existence. One of the beneficence of God is general, which is covering all people, all time, all countries, so that no people should complain and say that Allah had favored such a country but not us. Or such a people were given a book from them and we were not given one, or he had blessed people with his revelation and miracles, he manifested himself, but in our time he remained hidden. So by showing this general beneficence, he had rebutted all these objections. So Allah has not deprived anyone of spiritual benefits and physical benefits of every place, every time, every country. And the people were raised to their own people in the past, but then he had sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Rahmatul Alameen for the whole world, the mercy for whole of all the world, so that he can gather the whole world on one hand. And in this time, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Khatamul Anbiya, that he had all the perfect qualities, and similarly I am Khatamul Khulafa who has been sent to reform the world today. In this time, so it is our work today, our duty, that we should send this message to everyone, so that no one should say and think and he must not be deprived on that of this knowledge, that and think that no prophet has been raised for our guidance. So we are fortunate who have believed in the present prophet and has learnt the true knowledge of Rabb attribute of God. And to every Ahmadi must try to benefit more from it. Now, we'll put before you some examples how this Rabb attribute was treated by God in this time. Promised Messiah had no interest in this worldly gains, and he did no work, and he was always reciting the Holy Quran and reflecting over it and to love it. Therefore, he was depending on his father for the material support. But when his father's death approached, then Allah informed the Promised Messiah. Then whatever is man's demand, general demand, he was worried. By mentioning it, Promised Messiah says, when I was told about the demise of my father and I received the revelation. So Promised Messiah had the revelation that his father's death is near. So because of my worldly needs, I thought that many of the income is linked with my father, and I don't know what trials and tests I will face. Then I had immediately another revelation. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abdahu. Allah is, does Allah, is Allah not sufficient for his servant? And this revelation gave me such a peace of mind and tranquility, and this went straight into my heart. I say by oath, of God who holds my life in His hand, that He has approved this revelation in such ways that I could never have imagined. He looked after me so much that even somebody's father cannot look after him. And another revelation, revealed prayer, he says that before this Allah had made me to recite this revelation, that O my Lord, make me so blessed that wherever I reside, blessing should accompany me. Then with His great favor and compassion, Allah, who had taught me this prayer, He then accepted it. He first taught me the prayer and then said He has accepted it. That this is a great beneficence of God, that firstly to teach Him a prayer and then said, we have now accepted your prayer. Then there are untold favors of God that He taught Him prayers, then also accepted. This also manifests the Rabb quality of God. Let me mention one or two other examples. There is a revelation. رَبِّ أَخِرْ بَقْتَ هَذَا أَخَّرَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ وَقْتِ مُسَمَّى. O Allah, the earthquake should be put off for a while. Then the next part is أَخَّرَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ وَقْتِ مُسَمَّى. That the great earthquakes, which is the sign, like a day of judgment, Allah will put it off for a time. رَبِّ أَخْرِجْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. Oh my Lord, take me out of fire. And then the next verse is Alhamdulillahi alladhi akhrajani minan nar, that all praise belongs to Allah who has took me out of fire. First Allah taught me a prayer and then the sign of acceptance. Rabbi arini anwarakal kulliyata. Rabbi arini anwara kulliya. That, O Allah, show me such lights which are comprehensive. Inni anartuka wa akhtartuka. I have illumined you and chosen you. Here is also is the same demonstration of His Rabb attribute. Hazrat Prophet Messiah says, a few days ago I saw in a dream that I was sitting, suddenly I saw that there was some money right in front of me from the unseen, and I was amazed where it came from. Then I thought that the angels has put it here. At the same time I had the revelation that I am sending you a gift. So I said, this will be the interpretation. Haji Seth Abdul Rahman Sahib, as an angel, has been appointed by God, and perhaps he will send me some money. And he wrote in his book in the Arabic language, and this was approved, and the revelation was fulfilled. There is a prophecy of 18 years ago, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala lakum sahara. One nasb. That God is the true God who has made your relationship with a Sayyid people, and this revelation has also been received various places. Even I was told with the name of the city where I will be married, and I had told this prophecy to many, and it happened exactly the same, that without any contacts, then a well-known family of Sayyids in Delhi, I was married, and Allah also had promised that Allah will put a great foundation of the help for God, and He will also produce, He will also make a son will be born among me who will be put all the spiritual qualities. And Allah will spread these my family to various places, as Shahrbano was the name of the grandmother of the Sayyid family. Similarly will be this new grandmother, which is my wife, which is Nusrat Jahan, which points out that Allah has made my foundation of my family for the help of the whole world. Sometimes this is the practice of God. Sometimes in the names there is a prophecy hidden by God. So you can see, on one side he was worried when his father was, he was given the news of his father would die, and after satisfaction from God that alaysallahu bikafin abda, the comfort given by God, alaysallahu bikafin abda, then after this comfort which Allah gave, then for the help of the whole world, that Rabbul Alameen made the foundation of his family, and the basis of this family which has to help the whole world. So this is the Lord Rabb who has seen his face through the Holy Prophet and through his servant the promised Messiah. Promised Messiah says, Allah says, in fact we nurture you, and if there is no nurturing by God, no one can nurture you. So if God causes someone to suffer illness, sometimes the doctors do their utmost, but he dies. And so you can see this plague that everyone is trying, as long as a Rabb attribute doesn't help, because all the beneficence is from God. He is the one who removes all the ills. Then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to God, and all nurturing throughout the world is of God. Then I will read the prayer of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which is mentioned by Hazrat Ibn Abbas. It is reported that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to say this prayer, when no one is worthy of worship except God, he is greatest of all, and no one is worthy of worship except Allah, who is the owner of Arshe Azeen. No one is worthy of worship who nurtured the earth and the heavens and is the Lord of Arshe Kareem. So in fact the Holy Prophet ﷺ's sleeping and waking and his living was all for God. And perhaps in some time somebody might have seen him to do with more passion this prayer, and it might have been prayed. This is all comprehensive prayer which we always be in, should be in our view. May Allah enable us to recognize our true Lord truly.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكره